And welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, minus Todd, plus Spencer. Spencer Wagon here with you on this Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month of January. And that means it's time for WagerWise, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, just south of Iowa City. And some football to talk about on the docket today with Jay Foster. Of course, he works with 1170 ESPN in the Quad Cities, but also does some independent work for Elite Sportsbook. And he's kind enough to join us here again on a Wednesday. Jay, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm doing well. It's a bad wind out there. It's blustery, and I know its temperature says 10 degrees out, but it feels like minus 62. So I'm happy to be indoors and talking to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've got a lot of football to enjoy. Of course, the expanded regular season for the NFL ends this weekend, the playoffs to look ahead to. But before we get into that this week, we are looking ahead to the College Football National Championship coming up Monday. Alabama and Georgia, whether you like it or not, all SEC matchup, and it looks like Georgia's at least the early favorite. What are you seeing with this game between the Tide and the Bulldogs?
Well, you know, last time out, Georgia had that 10-0 lead in that game, and then Alabama just took complete control over for the last 45 minutes of it, and that was all because of their quarterback, Bryce Young. He just looked like a superstar in that game, and it was one of those classic games where, you know, Kirby Smart is not going to beat Saban. Saban's not going to allow him to. Georgia was a 6.5-point favorite in that game. Now we're looking at Georgia at minus 3. It's been flirting back down to 2.5 in some places in the industry, but it's still mainly strong around 3. And we're starting to see that there is some juice if you're taking Alabama at plus 3. But which could signal going down to minus 2.5. So, but, you know, look at what happened over the weekend in the semifinal games. I talked to Todd on Thursday and told everybody just to trust the preseason rankings and give up the points, and they both covered just fine. You know, Alabama went to the running game. Their running back had, you know, broke a record for a bowl game for Alabama running backs. It was fantastic the way they did it, and Georgia just beat up on Michigan. It's hard to figure out exactly where to go in this, and it's hard to go against Saban. It's looking at right now that 70% of the money is on Alabama plus 3, and 71% of the tickets sold are on Alabama also, meaning that the pros and the Joes are both in on Alabama. I'm going to go with the advice that I gave everybody last week, and I'm going to trust the preseason rankings, and I'm going to go Georgia. In this game, I think Georgia's defense saw Bryce, and I think they're going to make the adjustments. And that's the way I'm looking at it right now. I am going against the pros and the Joes. I'm going with the favorite in this game.
Well, let's get to the National Football League. The Sunday night game is the one we're going to start with, and it has major playoff implications, likely for the final playoff spot. The Chargers visiting the Raiders in Las Vegas, and the Chargers, they're getting about 3 points on the road in Las Vegas.
Yeah, this is a fun, interesting game. You know, Chargers get in the playoffs with a win. Raiders can get in with a win, but they can also clinch if the Colts lose the Jags. There's an interesting scenario here that if the Colts lose and the Steelers lose, the Raiders and the Chargers could tie and both teams could make it into the playoffs. I don't know how that's going to actually happen or why any two teams would purposely tie, but it is kind of fun to look at. Now the Colts have to lose the Jags. That's kind of the long shot there. Chargers won this game last time, 28-14. You know, this is the one, like you said, it got flexed to the Sunday night game. Chargers open up as 2.5-point road favorites. The public came in on that real fast and pushed the line up to 3. There has been some sharp buyback with the Raiders, but what you need to be looking for is to pay attention to see if possibly that if they're going to juice up that 3 for Vegas or not. Raiders might get their tight end Darren Waller back. He hasn't played since Thanksgiving with a shoulder injury. There is a little bit of value on contrarian divisional dogs at home. And primetime dogs have won close to 60% of the time this season against the spread. So it could be an interesting game, especially because we've seen the over-under move from 47.5 to 49.5. So I don't know. I've been on up and down on the Chargers all year. I don't think I've consistently done very well betting for or against them this year. So we'll see. They are 8-8 against the spread this year, and the Raiders are 7-9 against the spread. So it's going to be a fun game. Pay attention to that Colts and Steelers game, and especially like if the Colts lose to the Jags and the Raiders have clinched to get in the playoffs. So it's a win and get in for either one of these two teams. And the Raiders have all kinds of trouble. And I mean, they just had another player get a DUI. I think I'm just going to go with stability in the franchise right now and go with the Chargers.
Next up on WagerWise, Jay, the Bears and the Vikings. You could say this is the we may soon be without a head coach bowl between the Bears and the Vikings. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, it's just like you said. There's been reports since week 13 that Nagy's out, and there was another one today that the Bears have told him he's not coming back. Zimmer is the same. I've been on here weekly, I feel like, since week 4 criticizing Zimmer. So, yeah, this is going to be a loser-leaves-town type of match here. The interesting thing is this. 69% of the money that is the sharps are backing the Bears at getting the points on the road. And over 60%, at 63%, the public is in on the Vikings. So this is a classic pros versus Joes type of thing. You're going to get COVID, Kurt back, and Kirk, and the Bears, I don't know, who are they starting? They've started all three of their quarterbacks in the past, 5 weeks. So it's just a matter of – the only reason we picked this one is because of the fandom that we have in this area for both sides here. So I don't know. I'm going the Bears in this situation just because I'm going to go with the pros and take the points.
The Steelers and the Ravens is an interesting one because technically the Steelers are still fighting for a playoff spot, but they, like you said, need Jacksonville to beat Indianapolis to have a shot to get into the playoffs. And they also need to beat the Ravens, and the Ravens are the favorite in this matchup.
Yeah, just like you said, Pittsburgh's sitting at a 5% chance to make the playoffs. They got to win, the Colts have to lose, and the Chargers have to. There cannot be a tie in that Chargers-Raiders game. I can't stop talking about that. The Ravens have a 2% chance to get in the playoffs here. They need the Colts to lose as well. They need the Chargers to lose, and they need the Dolphins to lose. So there'll be a lot of scoreboard watching here. I think the public is riding really high off of Big Ben's possibly last game at Heinz Field, and the public is backing the Steelers here at getting the points at +5. They're almost at 60% here. 55% of the money is coming on the Ravens, meaning that the pros are on there. There has been some big bets, though, that have been laid on the Steelers, and that's how it got dropped down from 6.5 all the way to 5 in some of the industry that we're seeing. Just some little stats things for you. Short road dogs, and that's the Steelers coming off a short week, that 6 points or less are 48-27 against the spread this season. And Steelers being there's the contrarian type of divisional dog, and so that is what they have going on for them as well. One more thing, the lead ref, Sean Hockley, has historically favored road teams. It is 35-25 against the spread, so it's almost 60%. And then you have Mike Tomlin. He is 44-23 against the spread in his career as a dog. So when he's getting points, he covers the spread 66% of the time. I backed the Steelers last week. I'm going to back the Steelers again. Hey, both these coaches have dealt with a lot this year, so hats off to these coaches. But I'm going Steelers. I'm taking the points.
Jay, our final game we'll talk about on this week's edition of WagerWise is the 49ers and the Rams. It looks like the Rams are favored in this contest. However, the Niners have had some recent success against the Rams. I know they won the previous meeting this year. Your take on the Niners and the Rams for Sunday?
Yeah, the 49ers are 8-8 against the spread this year and currently sitting as the 6th seed. And the Rams are also 8-8 against the spread and currently sitting at the 2 seed. This line opened with the Rams listed 6-point home favorite. We've seen it somewhat sometimes fall in some areas in the industry to 4, which indicates, the sharp money grabbing the points with the 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers do have a value as a road divisional dog. We've mentioned that a couple times now, and especially with the line moving in their favor. So these two teams met back in week 10. 49ers dominated that game 31-10. Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers, is 24-17 against the spread in his career as a dog. So almost 60% of the time he is covering the spread as a dog. I have been following the Rams this year pretty close, and I've been feel like I've hit the in my pocketbook those eight times that they've lost and not covered the spread. But I am taking the Rams here to win this game and to cover at home as the home favorite.
Jay, there's been a lot of buzz today about the NFL MVP odds and back and forth between Hub Arkish and Aaron Rodgers. But let's cut through all of that. Right now, Aaron Rodgers is a minus 400 favorite to win the NFL MVP. Beyond all the noise, is this thing already wrapped up?
I feel like it is, but I want to throw it out there that there's some other value out there to look at. And it's okay. Not Brady. I'm looking at Joe Burrow at plus 1,200. And the reason why, and I know he may not start this week, and that hurts a little bit, but the number that we see consistently in the past decade have been you have to get to 11 wins. And a win this week for Burrow, if he plays, would get the Cincinnati Bengals to that 11-win plateau. He has done some phenomenal things. And keep in mind, they were not the favorite to win that division. Meanwhile, Rodgers has. It's not easy to be back-to-back winners. Back-to-back MVP winners. It's only happened five times previously. And the last time was 08 and 09, Peyton Manning. He actually has done it twice. So I think it's there for Rodgers. I think it's wrapped up. But is it going to – that whole immunized, vaccinated thing, is that going to cost him his whole holdout thing? It's possible. Like you mentioned, there are voters out there that can hold a grudge. A lot of people want to make noise about Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor is fantastic, and he's a plus 1,400. But he's not going to get to that 11-win plateau, and that's what I look at the most. And on top of it, only four times this century has an MVP gone to a running back. This is a quarterback award, and it just has been dominated that way. And some people want to throw out Cooper Kupp at plus 3,000. Hasn't been a wide receiver since 1987, Jerry Rice.
All right, Jay Foster joining us for WagerWise. Jay, if people want to learn more about Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and the work you're doing for them, how can they do that?
You can follow them on Twitter, and they'll give you links, and then also sign up for their newsletter I write twice a week. It comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays. Just kind of exactly what we talked about here, telling you where some of the money is floating on certain games, highlighting games and whatnot. So, sign up for the when you sign up for the Elite Sportsbook, make sure you sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get all kinds of information.
Excellent, Jay. Thanks as always.
Yep, thank you. Have a wonderful day.